There's an election in November, which means that legislators would typically want to spend their summers at home, knocking on voters' doors, trying to win their support. Instead, it's likely legislators will be called back to the Capitol because they failed to do anything to reduce the state's soaring pension costs. It's something Governor Pat Quinn insisted on during his annual budget address.
We must stabilize and strengthen our pension systems to prevent them from swallowing up our core programs in education, in health care, and in public safety.
For a time, it appeared as if legislators were going to heed his call. Yesterday morning, an Illinois House committee approved House Republican leader Tom Cross's proposal to reduce the pensions of state and university employees, teachers, and even legislators themselves. By yesterday evening, it became apparent the measure was a victim of a dispute that's both partisan and ideological. Cross says legislators should take some time to let their emotions settle and let their tempers cool, then work to find a common ground.
It's got really ugly the last couple of days, and I had some strong feelings, but I still do. But we all got to put that stuff aside. We got to get this done.
The Senate did get something done with pensions, voting to reduce state employees and legislators' pensions while leaving teachers and university workers alone. The House didn't take up that version, though, and Republican Senator Dan Duffy called it a joke and a farce.
This is like trying to put out a forest fire with a spray bottle.
In a statement, Governor Quinn said inaction is not a choice and said he'll call a meeting in the coming week with the four legislative leaders to talk about pensions.
We're all very disappointed that we did not resolve the pension question before the legislature.
Speaker Madigan.
However, I think we should all recognize that there were significant accomplishments in this session, this regular session of the General Assembly.
And with that, Madigan ticked off a list of measures that are on the governor's desk, like one that ends the longstanding practice of lawmakers handing out free tuition at state schools, like the legislation to stop paying retired state employees' health care premiums, and like a $1 a pack tax hike on cigarettes. That was part of a broader effort to rein in rising Medicaid costs, which meant heavy cuts to the state's health care program for the poor. Those are all measures Quinn has signaled he'll sign into law. That's not the case with the gambling expansion measure before him. It allows slot machines at horse race tracks and approves five new casinos, including in Chicago, Rockford, and Danville. And last but not least, legislators also sent Quinn a new state budget. Although it was largely crafted with bipartisan support in the House, Senate Republicans like Matt Murphy of Palatine charge the Democrats' plan spends too much.
Job growth will continue to be sluggish. Taxes will continue to be high. The budget will continue to grow. And the people of this state will continue to suffer under your failed leadership.
Democratic Senator Kim Lightford of Maywood had the opposite problem. She says when it comes to education, the budget doesn't spend enough.
This is a disgrace. All of us should be ashamed of ourselves for putting green lights on the board to support an education system that is failing our children.
The spending plan before Quinn also funds prisons, mental health centers, and institutions for the developmentally disabled, facilities Quinn has proposed closing. But even though the money is there, he has the final say over their fate. May 31st in the Capitol usually brings with it a feeling of finality, but with the unanswered questions over pensions, gambling, state facilities, and the budget, lawmakers are finding that finality is another scarce resource. I'm Amanda Vinicky.